Based on the information provided, it seems that you have unintentionally overstayed your Hong Kong employment visa and are now in a difficult situation. It is important to address this issue properly to avoid any negative consequences. So, here are some steps you can take and information you should know. 1. Acknowledge the situation. It is commendable that you have recognized your mistake and taken the correct step of applying for a new work visa. Understanding the gravity of the situation is crucial in finding a solution. 2. Seek professional advice. Given the complexity of your case, it is highly recommended to consult with a professional immigration advisor or lawyer who specializes in Hong Kong visa matters. They will be able to provide you with accurate and personalized guidance based on your specific circumstances. 3. Understand the potential consequences. Overstaying your visa can have serious implications, including being banned from entering Hong Kong in the future, facing fines, or even imprisonment. It is important to be aware of these potential consequences and take appropriate action to rectify the situation. 4. Cooperate with the Immigration Department. You have already taken the first step by presenting yourself to the Immigration Department and explaining your situation. It is crucial to cooperate fully with them and provide any requested documentation or information promptly. This will demonstrate your willingness to rectify the situation and comply with the immigration regulations. 5. Await the outcome after submitting your new visa application and explaining your circumstances. The Immigration Department will review your case. They will send a letter to your company within 4-6 weeks, informing them of the outcome. It is important to be patient during this waiting period and refrain from any further violations of immigration regulations. 6. Communicate with your new employer. It is essential to keep your new employer informed about the situation and the progress of your visa application. They should be aware of the potential risks and be supportive of your efforts to resolve the issue. Maintaining open communication will help ensure that everyone is on the same page and can work together to find a solution. 7. In case you want to leave temporarily, while waiting for the outcome of your work visa application, you may want to leave for a few days. Contact the officer tasked with your substantive employment visa application and explain you'd like to travel outside of Hong Kong while you await the outcome of your application. He will likely give you a departure memo, which will clear you for departure when you're ready to leave. When you come back to Hong Kong, you will either enter as a visitor if your new employment status has not yet been approved, or as an employee if your application has been finalized while you were traveling and your QR code approval letter has been issued. You got lucky with the overstay part, even if the immigration department huffed and puffed a bit. The worst is behind you now, and it should all be pretty much routine from here on in. I hope you found this helpful, and all the very best.